I can't believe we're here already. Time flies when we're talking news and having some great discussions, which we're all about here at Civic Media. My thanks to Dan Schaefer, who joined me, as well as Jeremy Janine, who joined me in my first hour, and my fine guest sitting in a co-host guest chair with me, U.S. Attorney, former U.S. Attorney James Santel. Before we get to our closing thoughts for the day, got to tell you all, I have got something very special for you tomorrow. I am happy to announce that historian Heather Cox Richardson is returning to the Maggie Dawn Show. She is with me for the entire first hour tomorrow. We're going to talk about a wide variety of issues. You're not going to want to miss it, including corruption, Donald Trump's ridiculous tariffs, some of the history of tariffs, and so much more. Please mark your calendars. Heather Cox Richardson tomorrow at 4 p.m. If you haven't heard of Professor Richardson before, she is the number one Substack. It's Letters from an American. I am a subscriber. I read it every day. She helps put the current chaos into historical context, which I think helps make us all smarter and better able to understand what's happening today. And on Thursday, we also have a very special installment of the Maggie Dawn Show. It is going to be all about cyber or internet threats or online threats. And we are coming at it from two vantage points. We're going to talk about it on our family's basis, on an individual basis. Recent reporting in the Journal Sentinel has shared the tragic case of a teenager who was the victim of sextortion and took his life. His father is going to be joining us. There's currently legislation that has been proposed here in the state of Wisconsin to address those risks. That's going to be the first hour of our program. We're then going to pivot in the second hour of our program and talk to a cybersecurity expert. We're going to talk about our national security interests, our grid, our energy grid. We'll talk about election systems, all that coming up on Thursday, an entirely dedicated program all on cyber threats and cybersecurity. Please mark your calendars. Don't miss that. Some really special Maggie Dawn shows coming up in the next couple of days. But Jim, I wanted to round out this afternoon's show by giving you the opportunity, and then I'll finish it up, to acknowledge teachers and other people who have served as teachers in your lifetime, as it is Teacher Appreciation Day. Please, everybody, say thank you to your teachers, your children's teachers, your own teachers. Jim, anybody that you'd like to lift up, especially today?
Many, many of them. I still think, Maggie, about one of my very, very favorite teachers in high school. The third period, I had her for French, and in the afternoon, it was English and American literature. And to this day, I can hear her talking in my head in a good way, a very good way, about the messages that come from language and from words, things that you and I talk about a lot, not only on this broadcast, but in other venues. She invested in me that notion of communication that, again, we talked about before, the lack of it right now, apparently, inside our government. She invested in me in this notion that through words and through articulation, written and spoken, it's not too much to say you can change the world. You can certainly change individuals. You can change their perspectives to the good. And you can engage in the debate that you have so often advocated for. That's what our educators should be all about, opening up our minds and telling us, by exposing us to all kinds of things across the board, we are better people when we hear from all different perspectives. We value those, we weigh them, we sift them, and in the end, we make our decisions. That's what education is about. That's what Barbara McCann did for me many, 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 many years ago. The French language, the English language, American literature. I am so forever thankful.
I want to start by acknowledging our first teachers, our parents, as well as every parent who really invests their time, effort, love, and energy in their child's education, including that huge universe of homeschooling parents out there. My senior producer, Jamie, I'm looking right at you, my friend. I really appreciate all the love and education and learning and critical thinking that you share with your amazing sons. I was given a love of learning early. It has never stopped. And it is a humble endeavor at its base to continue to want to know more, to not assume that you have learned all, and to be open to challenging perspectives, new information, a new view on history that you thought you knew well. This is the human project of education, hopefully for each and every one of us, a lifelong one. But as we each sit here, or as you may be driving or at home, going about your afternoon chores, driving home from work, I know that there is one particular instructor or teacher, professor, high school, middle school, grade school, perhaps in your catechism classes, who knows, that was particularly inspirational for you, and how grateful you were that they took the time to care for you and for your development. Please, if you can, and you know them, reach out to them and say thank you. They will appreciate it. And if you can't, just offer up some thanks to those amazing influences in each of our lives. I'm going to take what I call show host liberty, and I'm going to name check a few of my amazing teachers that I had first at St. Emilion's in preschool, for crying out loud. Right. I remember some of my preschool teachers taught me how to read very early on at 81st Street School, at St. Pius the 10th grade school, Rufus King High School for the College Bound, Marquette University, and the University of Wisconsin Law School. Mrs. Fitzwater taught me how to read at 81st Street School. Miss Updegraff, Miss Anne Marie Griesmeyer, Miss Worley, Miss Jan Smith, Miss Sharon Dorshing, all at St. Pius the 10th, Miss Jones, Miss Connie Wood, Dr. Castillo, Dr. Wanda Bussey, Miss Shirley Minga, and a whole host of others at Rufus King High School for the College Bound. And especially huge thank you to Dr. Joe Daniels, Dr. Farouk Narzad, Dr. Clifton Spargo, Dr. Peter Tamanoff, and so many others at Marquette University, and to each and every one of my amazing professors at the University of Wisconsin Law School. I'm only here because of each and every one of you. Thank you. You are appreciated. And thanks to you, Jim, and to each one of you for listening this afternoon. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for public education and our amazing teachers. Happy Teacher Appreciation Day, everybody.